Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer at the Bright Red Desk on my new computer, which is like a nightmare because I have to set everything up. But it's good. We have all three of us here tonight, Mark, Ann, and Heather. Heather?
Yes, this is Heather from Ronan, Montana, calling tonight. And Mark?
Mark Waltz, New York City. Welcome, everyone.
It's wonderful to have everybody here tonight.
Yeah, hail, the gang's all here. It's all good. Yay. So, yes, we have a lot of energy in the sky, as people have noticed. It's a little wild out there. We had the Eris-Pluto exact on Sunday, which, of course, Eris, the goddess of discord, taking on Pluto, the existing power struggles or power structures. A lot of energy around change. And, of course, Kobe Bryant passing. He, interestingly, had an Eris-Pluto opposition and almost to the minute. And the natal square or the square in the sky activated his natal chart. So, and, you know, I pulled his chart and was kind of looking at it. He had Eris and Pluto both aspecting the part of death. So, you know, it's not like you can always look at these things and kind of say, oh, yeah, that's what's going to happen. But he did have those two fairly active. And, of course, that was his, you know, his competitive drive, too, you know, his ability to kind of fly and do things. A lot of changes. You know, we saw the power struggles with in the administration. We have the power struggles with the trial. We had the Bolton stuff come out this weekend. We had the Pompeo fighting with the NPR lady, NPR reporter. There's a lot of energy around power struggle. And so one of my students on Tuesday, she's an older woman, but she's very fierce. And she said, so what is it that everybody's so argumentative? It was Helene, Mark. And I said, the Eris-Pluto, but she says, yeah, I was on this bus, and this woman was causing trouble with all these people, and she got near me, and I went, back off, don't talk to me. And she said she stopped. And I'm like, yeah, I would have stopped. So it is a very argumentative energy, and our job is to know, hey, you know, like, how are you going to work with that? What are you going to do? What's the solution? Remember, energy is not neutral. It, you know, we can go high or low with it, but it is energy, so we can really harness it to get stuff done, but it also is pretty potent. So what have you guys been noticing?
I'm noticing that the Venus-Neptune conjunction square Mars, that a lot of people have also been feeling a lot, and the Venus-Neptune conjunction brings up, you know, along with that feistiness is this sensitivity and easily hurt feelings, whether you're Trump going, oh, my God, I can't believe Bolton's testifying against me, or you're feeling things more subtly. We're dealing with the letting go. You said the Saturn-Pluto conjunction, the father figures of the world, and Kobe Bryant was one of those.
I had
two clients who lost their father last night, different clients, different parts of the country, and that were going through that process. But also that Venus-Neptune square Mars can give us a chance to let go of some of old angers. It can dissolve it all. We can get angry because we have an illusion and we haven't checked our facts, which I'm seeing all over the Facebook. But it also left us feeling vulnerable. Neptune square Mars is often associated with immune issues. And this week, what has been on the front page of everything has been the question of the coronavirus and how vulnerable the world feels, though I think it's been around all winter. I think that people are feeling so vulnerable, so aware of how quickly, you know, that the boundary between species, the boundary between countries is all an illusion, and that these germs are, we're just so crowded these days that the germs are going to flow through, so we really need to take care of the whole health of the country. Mm-hmm. I also noticed that in the progressed chart, the progressed USA, Sun is at 15 Pisces, and Neptune has been going back and forth right over the progressed Sun of the country, and our country really doesn't know what it's in an identity crisis. It's in an identity fog, you know, and everything we thought we knew about the country has been shifting and changing. It's been really interesting to watch that. Mark, what's been coming up in your consciousness this week?
Mostly the power struggles, and it's happening on all levels, but there's an attempt to wield power and a resistance to that, and they're equal. I don't see one winning.
Yes.
You don't see what winning? Say again?
I don't see one or the other winning.
One or the other winning. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a
It's
seesaw.
A struggle. It's a square. You know, squares are not, there's not a resolution. It's push, 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 push. And people are kind of like push back, you know, so it's got that, which side are you on? You know, and sometimes you may find yourself pushing and they may be resisting, and other times they may be pushing and resisting. So I had somebody today gave me a really hard time, and I was just kind of like, all right, I'm just not up for it. I said, can't do it right now. And they were like, what do you mean you can't do it? I'm like, can't do it. Can't do it. Or not going to do it right now, you know. But I just kind of wasn't going to play, you know.
And I
got it. And I got it, and I, you know, wasn't going to do it. Yeah.
Right. Excellent. Good work.
Yeah.
And I think that's how you duck out of it, that you notice the power struggle isn't about, it's about the power, not about the actual content of what we're talking about.
Right.
So the content
really is. Well, it's about the
really
struggle. It wants to struggle.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and I do work for a nonprofit where we post stuff on the internet, right? Every day at 3:08, we post a Twitter feed about Jung's quotes. So I have this guy. He'd been posting crap on the website and on the Facebook. So the director was upset, and I said, well, we can block him. Mm-hmm. So we blocked him. So today I got a flaming letter from him. And I was like, and he wants, you know, citations so people can do their research. And I'm like, you know, Google it, man. Like, you know, I got 120. I mean, we do have more characters than we did when we started, but I, you know, you don't want it, Google it, you know, like, not my job. And I as I finished, I sent that off, and then I went off to do a reading, and as I was going off, he wrote me another flaming email. And I said to him, I'll tell you what, individuate, Google it. And I was a little snarky. I totally got it, you know, because Jung always encourages us to, rather than me feeding you the quote, you can look it up yourself. But whatever. So I know I got a nasty email. So my response to him is going to be, hey, you want to mail me a list of quotes with citations? I'll happily use them. Solve the problem.
That is pretty funny.
Oh, it was. I was just like, you know, get a life. But I'm also, everybody's very crappy. And they're going off half-cocked. They're also not listening well, right? Going off half-cocked. And that's okay. Just kind of watch when they go off. Oh, that's what they did. They went off on that. So that's how do we handle it, right? So I always
true.
Say
There's
to complainers, you get to fix it. You're complaining, you can fix it, you know. Great complaint, you know, fix it.
There's a lot of weight given to opinion.
Yes.
That is very true. And I think that one of the issues, you know, with that sensitivity, when the things that I'm seeing working are when people are feeling the intensity of the world and they're taking the time to meditate, to slow down, to take a walk, to do their own personal healing rather than get caught up in the craziness. I'm seeing this particularly with the families because I've got like 5 families who are dealing with important deaths this last 2 weeks. And I'm just seeing that, you know, where when the energy revs up and they start taking it out on one another and getting strange around death, because people do, it all falls apart very quickly. When they slow down and they think it through and they spend some time on what they need, everything slows down. You know, they take a more spiritual perspective. They tie into the positive end of Neptune and the transformative part of Pluto, and they step sort of like, I think of it like when you're in the water, in the ocean, and the waves are crashing. If you can drop down below the waves, it's peaceful, and the waves just crash over your head, and you stand back up again. So if you feel that tension, you can step out and, you know, notice, for instance, and you notice that it wasn't he this man had a point about if he wants to get very saturnine about it, research subtext, subnotes are not really to be found on Twitter. That's not what Twitter is for. It's a meme. It's something to
yeah.
stimulate your thinking, not you know, be cross-referenced in research. And
right.
that, but somehow this man sort of pissing around the edges of it, trying to mark his territory.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can choose, I'm not engaging now. I'm not doing that, as you said.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just said, individuate, look it up yourself. So he blasted
mm-hmm.
back something. And my next response is going to be, you want to mail me quotes with citations? I'll use them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I I'm the one that does it. So you want me to do that? You give me that what you want me to put on there. I'll look. I think it's understanding. We also want to be conscious of where we're picking, where we're going to dig in, too, because there's a lot
mm-hmm.
of digging in energy also. I thought it was really instructive. Shaq, has a podcast, and, in the Kobe Bryant
mm-hmm.
death, he said, you know what I did in the wake of Kobe dying is I called everybody that I had a beef with, and I apologized.
Oh,
I said,
that's
beautiful. I love you. Hey, man, I love you,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He said, it can change in a heartbeat. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's part of whenever we have a death like this, the message, it can change in a heartbeat. How do you want to change
mm-hmm.
it? What do
and
you want
he really was, he had become such a father figure. He had really turned his life around and had become such a father figure to so many young kids that were up and coming. It was really beautiful. And
mm-hmm.
his own daughter and the many daughters of the people that he is coaching were involved there.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he has done so much invested his money wisely has also been part of what has really turned it around
mm-hmm.
for so many people.
Yep. Well, he invests in people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
yep.
Yeah, that's good Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
good
Pluto.
Good investments are good Pluto.
Yep, that's good Pluto. Yeah. Whoops. Sorry, Remo. My cat just got mad at me. When they sit here, I can't help but pick at them, and then they're like, stop me, man. I don't know why you're picking at me.
Stop it.
He's back again. I know. You didn't like that, but you're back. Yeah.
That's so. We have...
Go. You go. Mm-hmm.
I was saying that we have a fan letter or a comment letter that also has a question in it. So when we're ready, I'd like to read that and take that client first because they've been trying to get on our show and haven't been able to. And
like
this is from, he was born December 28th, 1991, at 4:13 p.m. in Scarborough, Canada. And he says, at the moment, I'm trying to diverge and learn new professional skills in programming and tech that would hopefully lead to a new sustaining career and step into adulthood. I feel at odds finding a firm structure, and he's optimistic, but he's had some troubles around it and wants to know what we feel about how to use this time to wake up and step forward and adult, which is a good question.
Well, he's
and a very good
right question. On time. He's having his Saturn return next year. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does he have a first name or a name?
He is Christian.
Christian. Hi, Christian. Okay. Mark, I can talk. He's Christian, you're born on an eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
So the eclipse that we had on December, the one that we had on December 26th was really big in your chart. And it kind of said to you, hey, what's your new path? What's your new direction? So a lot of times when we're born on an eclipse, we have this kind of, it was right on your sun. So I think you're really following your instincts and you're saying, yes, I am. And you're also having Saturn and all these big new cycles, the 36-year one, the 20-year one, the 30-year one, the one that's 13 years, the one that's 19 years. They're all happening in your house of figuring out who you are as a person and understanding your value in the world. So I think it's a great idea. You have a lovely moon square Neptune, so that can make you on a bad day kind of lose hope sometimes or think, is it really going to work? And the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
With the moon square Neptune, moon Neptune in general, because you're a Cancer rising with your chart, the moon is really one of your more important planets because it's in Libra. It does need to feel it's partnering with its dream. So I think the most important thing I would say to you is, like, is this your dream? And if it is, great. It looks like it is, because Neptune is sextiling your dream planet. Neptune's sextiling your Neptune in Capricorn. So it does look like you're really progressing, and I would say to you, kind of full steam ahead. One of the things that happens when you're born on an eclipse is you get invited or you get led to things. So kind of pay attention to where you're being led. And your chart's very Western, so very often you get an invitation. Hey, do you want to do this? Hey, do you want to do that? And I would say yes to all invitations that look appealing this year, with the idea being that, you know, as long as there's something that you feel you can commit to, then you should do it. That would be my take. Mark, what about you?
Yeah, that sounds definitely right. And I think things will sort of line up around you.
Mhm. I agree. And that, you know, the just the search for, am I stepping into my adulthood? You know, you've got about 3 years for the progressed Sun to conjunct Saturn. So take it as a running start at this transformative change. You know, that you're not going to do it overnight, but you're growing into it. Give yourself time to mature, to walk through this process, to take things more seriously, and to have a good life while you're in the midst of it. Progressed Moon is coming up from the underworld and moving up into the, you know, it will be a few more months before it gets in, you know, a year before it gets into the sixth house of work, but you're really stepping forward into your career. I'm not worried about that at all.
Yeah, this chart doesn't have any
the timing
trouble with
is right.
Career.
Excellent. And do you want to take a caller, Ann?
Yeah. Let me pull up my. I have a new computer, so I'm learning how to get it to run. So we'll see if I can find everything. It's like Windows 10. You know, they change everything around.
I know. It's just crazy. I can see if I can pull it up.
I got the guy 813-495. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. Wow. I'm such a fan. I'm so excited to be on.
Oh, how are you?
Hi.
How can we help you?
Okay. So my birthday is December 17th, 1989. And I was born in Brandon, Florida at 3:39 a.m.
In Brandon, Florida.
Yeah. So I have, since the end of October, almost every aspect of my life has changed in, I think, a positive way. I quit my job of 6 years to go out on my own. And it's going better than expected. I'm getting my website
going.
What's your field?
When you say going out on your own?
Interior design and events.
Oh, marvelous. Okay.
Mm. Yeah. I'm so excited to be on here. I moved, new pets, new everything. And I think it's going really well. I was very, very, very stressful to get here. But now I just feel like it feels like it's go, go, go. And I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on how it's looking and, you know, what the future of, you know, me as an independent business owner and, you know, life in general.
I think that's exactly the right thing for you to be doing. With the North Node in the fourth house, it's often that your work will work better if you're working from your own home base rather than from an office in somebody else's realm, because that's South Node in Leo up in the 10th. And you've got your progressed moon in Virgo is about to go into Libra. I would say the next few years are all about networking, making connections. You've already put into place all the professional building blocks. And the next step is, how do you get to be known by builders and designers and painters, and how do you get the word out about what you do? And it feels, you know, with the progressed moon in Libra on the 11th, it's about collaboration. So, you know, trading connections and building up your name in the process looks really good. Jupiter's going through your third house for this year, so communication, communication, communication. Jupiter's sitting right on your Saturn and Mercury. You know, take yourself seriously and get and find that by when you share what you know or teach little workshops or put the word out or run a blog, and that all the communication that you can give away comes back to you solidly. Uranus is also squaring your Venus, so you're experimenting with creative process this year, and I think it's going to be great. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, the you always have to look for balance when you're doing things, and as long as you keep balancing, you know, put some weight on one end of the scale, balance it with something else on the other. So realize everything, you know, you saw everything change since October, and that was kind of like taking things off the scale and putting other things on. So you've been playing this game with the scale all along. It sounds like you're doing it well.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh my gosh. I can't believe all the things that you shared, especially Heather. I was just reading a book about starting a blog. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know, something really I really have been wanting to do.
And you have your sun in the second house trine your moon in the house of career. So your personality is one of your gifts to give. Now, you with Pluto in the first house and a Scorpio rising, sometimes you don't believe that people are listening or you feel like you've got to
mm-hmm.
kind of keep it all inside. But really, the more they understand you, the more they see you, the more transparent you feel. Let your enthusiasm out. You know, keep your private life private because you need that. You need to know when
mm-hmm.
you're off screen, but
mm-hmm.
when you can share what you know and share your enthusiasm and your ideas, people come to you. Right, Anne?
Yeah. No, uh-huh. I think it looks really nice. I will say, you know, two things. This summer, from June 6th through June 23rd through January 4th or 5th, Mars is going to be in Aries, and he is going to spend basically the whole summer and early fall in your sixth house, which is the house of work and go, go, go and get it done and get it done. So one of the things you want to be conscious of with that Mars, because he's going to be squaring all this stuff in Capricorn in your third, and then he's going to be squaring all the planets in the sky in Capricorn in your third, is being aware, and you're pretty good at this, but you do have Mars in Scorpio at the last degree, so it's going to be getting an inconjunct. So you want to kind of be really conscious of, you know, what I can commit to that I know I can do so that I'm good, because you're going to be really busy over the summer, right? And with that in mind, with Mars back and forth in the sixth house, it's really, especially as a new business owner, it's really careful, you know, to Heather's point of communicating, but it's also really careful to be conscious of, like, okay, how am I going to do this? What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Because you may find with Uranus going above the horizon in April that suddenly everybody wants you. And that's great, but you want to be kind of aware of, okay, like, how much bandwidth do I have?
Mm-hmm.
And that, and because the Mars running through your sixth house tends to be you're running from pillar to post, zoom, zoom, zoom. And I think it's very exciting. I love it. I think
mm-hmm.
it's great. But it also is just kind of go, okay, I got seven things. Which one are the
mm-hmm.
most important ones? Because it's almost like an embarrassment of riches in a good way, but it also, because it's in conjunct to the stuff in the first house, it can make you feel like, oh, wow, how did that go so fast?
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
whatever happens in August, or in April, rather, when your Uranus goes above the horizon, you know, just kind of expect everything to really accelerate. You know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which is a good thing to have.
Up?
Yeah. Pardon?
Okay. Do you think that finances will expand in the same way?
Yeah.
Like
mm-hmm.
income?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think you can be very busy.
Along, they'll mm-hmm. The finances will expand as you need them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would just say don't overspend. And would
mm-hmm.
You know, you have such enthusiasm and such great taste that you can overspend. But I would
mm-hmm.
say keep in your mind what it is that what your priorities are. And as the money
mm-hmm.
comes in, then spend it. But you've got a good business sense, so I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, and you have an exalted Jupiter ruling your sun. But Mars in the sixth does often speak about how do I get paid or making sure I get paid. And, you know, in your business, you probably pay in different chunks. So it's using their credit mm-hmm. cards to buy the stuff, not yours. You know, that kind of thing where you're, you know, you do maybe a fee base on top of it rather than, you know, marking up the product, you know, at least initially as you're getting up and running. And also mm-hmm. collection stuff. I had a friend, when I looked at your chart, and then you said a design, I had a friend who was dating a guy. He was a painter in upstate, and he had this thing where he took the door handles off the houses, and he polished the door handles and brought them back. And so people would call mm-hmm. him and go, so you're the guy that polishes door handles? And he's like, yeah. And he had, you know, got a lot of business. So he had this policy that you had to pay him when he was done, you know, a third, a third, mm-hmm. a third. And so he'd be there, and they'd go, oh, I don't have a check. And he'd be like, okay. And he would put all his equipment on their front yard with a chain around it and a sign on it. Mm-hmm. You know, he said, I'll pick up my equipment when you have the check. and he got the check, you know. So your chart does need to figure out the check because it is a little bit of an inconjunct. And if you're expressing a little concern about how am I paid with your Mercury, Saturn, Venus down there in the third, it's real important for you to be clear about payment. And with Uranus squaring your Venus, that is something, you know, in the sky right now, that can be an area that you want to be a little clearer on rather than less clear on.
Mm-hmm. Especially know what you're giving away.
Owner. Yeah.
Know when you're, you know, are you donating your services in a few places so that you've got visibility? Donate it rather than undersell yourself. You know,
okay.
And there may be a few places that you donate. You can see what I did. Look, I helped out this, you know, get good publicity for, you know, tell the people at the newspaper that you're helping out the firehouse or, you know, a charity that needs your services and make that a clear donation rather than get underpaid.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Good luck on that.
Yeah, it looks
like
a great year. Have fun. Yeah.
And I want to talk a little bit, goodbye, and good luck.
Thank you.
About our workshop. We've got 3 minutes left called Engage the Chart. And if it's going to be coming up, and if you want to be there in March, Saturday, March 14th, Sunday, March 15th in New York City and work with us in this master class, it'll be for, you know, advanced beginners, intermediates, and pros, please come on down. You can find us at accessastrology2020.eventzilla.net. Now, Anne and Mark, do you have comments like you'd like to tell people about the work that you want to do that weekend?
Yeah, I think we're going to be talking a lot about working with charts on multiple levels. And one of the things that we've discovered in the week, the previous years when we've done this, is that people really like a lot of hands-on work. So we do a nice mix of communication, lecture, and then getting to work with your own chart or getting to work with the charts of other people, which helps you build the skills. And so one of the things that we're going to be focusing on is, you know, how do you approach the chart with techniques, but also with your own unique astrological voice. Because that's, I think, one of the things that really helps you connect and attract clients to yourself is when you know what your voice is. Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, the hands-on stuff is really, it's fun, and it's really the best way to learn. So we're sort of there to keep you from going off the rail, but you get to do a workout. And you'll work with your own chart, you'll work with other people's charts.
Yes, and we're going to cover consultation charts, chart signatures, harmonic charts, and more. So come on down for those that are really astro interested. We'll be in New York that weekend, March 14th and 15th.
It's a full complement of all sorts of fun stuff, and it's a nice location, and there's lobster rolls real nearby for those of you into Luke's lobster rolls.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we hope you join us. The information's up on the website. Sign up. Join and come. I know a couple people are coming, have already signed up, but it also, You know, now that things are moving forward and you're making that commitment to your astrology knowledge because you're listening to the podcast or you're saying, yeah, you know, I want to be a better astrologer. This is a great opportunity at a very reasonable cost to come and learn astrology with the three of us and to get to hang out for a weekend and learn all sorts of cool stuff.
So
on
we'll
that note, the British lady said we're done. So we're all going to hang up and wish you all a great week. And be careful out there. There's a lot of Aries Pluto. So take care.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay,
see you next time.
Bye.